Blueberry, maple cream, pumpkin cheesecake, chocolate pudding, and chocolate nut fudge. How about you, cutie pie? Yogurt?
I'll have a pumpkin cheesecake, please.
I'll have some yogurt.
Hey, Slim Pants. Yogurt?
No thanks, Fat Pants. But you can get me a Time, a Newsweek, and a USA Today. And yeah, I'll have some blueberry yogurt.
What is the non-dairy flavor?
The non-dairy is strawberry swirly, or as I like to call it, the Queer's Delight.
I'll have that.
Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, Will Papagiorgio and Kate. What's that last name?
Doesn't matter.
Kate Myers.
There we are. That's right. Proud Semite Kate Myers. You can listen to us live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR.
Happy Passover, Goyim.
Which I'm supposed to now announce is branded as Radio Fairfax, which is ironic because we're not on a goddamn radio station. It's just an internet stream.
Really?
And it's on a TV channel.
They have aspirations.
We used
they like
to have
to
an
dream.
Air signal. How about that? We used to have an air signal years ago.
What is that?
The time could come again.
Oh,
what
not
is that
soon.
Goddamn NASA satellite dish outside that's giving us all cancer in 6 years? What is that for?
I don't. It's not
just
our
for
tower.
Giving us cancer.
I think there's a chance it's actually the JFK Tower. In a cruel like twist of irony, not only do they pay me $10 an hour. They're going to give me cancer, too.
I thought it was in man's asses.
I'm not sure. I've heard it might be the tower right in our backyard.
Only
that
one
certainly
way to find
isn't
out.
Broadcasting the air signal from Radio Fairfax, which, again, exists only on the internet and in your TVs. All right. You can tweet us at Papa's Basement during the show. Will is at Billy Basil. Kate is at Atomic Kate, no spaces, two C's in the middle. Why? You love that 2C line.
I don't know why.
You're just too much C. All right, let's kill the motorhead. I will hit stop. Bring that pod back up. So, yeah. By the way, it's quiet now, but before you guys got here, there was a band recording maybe the ishiest video I've ever seen in my life next door.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like
I'm
complete
so
on a blue screen. It.
It
was just this pack of like 18, 19-year-olds, something like that.
Aww.
And, of course, the singer had his like goddamn girlfriend on the side who knew the track list backward and forward, and the director's like, hey, which song will be coming up next? And she's like, well, it'd be Rose Petals on Tears, and then, you know.
Is that the real title?
No, I forgot what the F. I mean, I had to blot it out. You know, I was like,
did you take video of this with your space phone?
No, I was just, we can afterward. I mean, I was just watching it through the door because I can't tell you how goddamn loud it was. Like, I turned on the mics to test it here to make sure, and it was picking up on our mics. And I was like, you know what? Not on my watch.
Well, so that's because it's a professional station.
Yeah, exactly. Like, all of our soundproofing is, what, a 4x4 square of some of that egg foam crap? It's awesome.
Was it emo? What kind of music was it?
I mean, it was horrible. I don't know what
the
genre that
kind.
Is.
Yeah. Genre of bad.
Yeah, it's just bad, you know. And, I mean, it was enough for this guy to stick his D into a wispy little blonde in cowboy boots. So good for him.
I should have pulled it. Where are they?
Next door, exactly. You
still?
Need to walk in there. Yeah, till 4.
Pick up the guitar.
I'll let you out at about 3:45. Just walk out, shred, because not many people know this, but Will has an entire band side. He's a goddamn guitar virtuoso. And then, like, accidentally let your D flop out. Just, like, right down to your ankle.
Can you play the guitar with that?
Yeah, I want you to do an Eddie Van Halen solo.
Like pound cake.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of the drill, I want you just working your shaft up and down the frets.
The Dremel.
Yeah, yes. And then just walk out with her on your arm and be like, that's how it's done.
Is she hot?
She's pretty cute.
Can I mean, like take 5 seconds just to go peek now?
Well, you'd have to actually run into Studio B, not the one next door to us, but the actual recording Studio B. You can stand up and see if the door is open, and if it is, charge in. Otherwise, let's just do it about 3:45, 3:50.
We'll do it when we run out of gas.
Oh,
in about 10 minutes.
I was going to say, 3:14, like clockwork. So that's about it in terms of what's going on here. Thankfully, we can't hear them bleeding in right now, but that was the situation 10 minutes before the show, which, of course, Will wouldn't be aware of because he arrives 30 seconds ahead of time all the time.
I'm starting to hear some tuning up right
God
as you're
damn
saying
it.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I hear some Essie kick drum.
Yeah, I hear a kick. Yep.
Oh, this is going to be horrible.
That's awesome.
Oh,
and it was all being directed by this little black Napoleon who is like 5'6", and he's just screaming at the various cameras. He's like, now camera one. Now camera three. Now camera two.
Jesus Christ.
And they were just up against the worst green screen background. It was like if you took like maybe an autistic kid's drawing of the Buddy Holly video with just like a jukebox and, you know, some of that, like a 50s diner goddamn roller rink look. I don't know. Not a diner. They were, what the hell was Buddy Holly set in? What would you call that?
It was a diner.
Was it a diner?
Are you talking about the Weezer Buddy Holly? Yeah, it was like Happy Days.
Okay.
Didn't they have a hangout like the Max at Saved by the Bell?
Okay, sure.
I don't know.
Well, then this is like a really horrible takeoff on the Buddy Holly video. And it's shot poorly because it's in a public access.
I can't even listen to you because I'm focusing on that S.
Yeah.
Like, let's go in there and just crush their dreams now so we can get on.
I wish we had a wireless mic.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
They used to. I remember when my friends were doing, like, a show here way back in the day, like in middle school or something. Like, they had wireless mics and they're just walking around BSing.
Really?
Doing nothing funny.
Well, they don't trust us with that toy. I wonder why. Because it would just be us walking around being...
Some people spilled water in the studio or something.
That was horrible.
Now, every time you look at me with that stare, that's what I'm going to do.
No.
Yes.
That's all I ever look at you with. Just my weird blank stare of like, can I see a nipple through that t-shirt?
No, you're not even looking at me. You're just looking at my nipples.
It's brown. You wouldn't want to.
All right, let me tell you guys.
Unless you're a Jada Fire fan.
Good old Jada Fire. I don't
she
know.
Is pretty hot.
Yeah.
I'll give her that.
Yeah, even though she's got areolas like coffee filters.
Who cares?
Thank you. All right, let me tell the story of the date I went on last night. And I want you guys to tell me if my behavior was out of line because it crashed and burned.
I can already tell you, yes, your behavior was out of line.
No, maybe she was a C. So.
It really had it
that
doesn't
may be too, but
it doesn't hinge 100% on like a being a normal date, and I was just kind of like a bore in the course of this date. It something came up, and she reacted in one way. I thought she'd react in another way. As simple
well,
as that.
Who is this woman? How did you
All
meet?
Right. She's a chick I knew from like back in the MySpace days, like 4 or 5 goddamn. I don't even know how long ago I started talking to this broad. I mean, like when did everyone leave MySpace?
2008.
Was it that recently?
Yeah, because that's when I joined Facebook, and that was, like, right at the, I don't know, I kind of, like, hopped onto the one train as the last car was passing.
Oh, and forgive me, I killed, like, after this went down, I killed a half pack of Kools last night.
Kools.
I mean, yeah, I could literally feel the esophageal cancer, so bear with me, I might have to kill the mic a lot to cough up, I don't even know
Isn't
what.
That the one with, like, pieces of fiberglass in it, so, like, the menthol gets more directly absorbed
into
your lungs?
Yeah, it's planted an egg in my ribs, alien style. That's what it feels like today. I woke up because my nose was so clogged with snot from my body trying to get this filth out of it.
Oh, and you blow your nose, it's just black?
Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Looks like a chimney sweep worked it over.
How do you not know this? You smoke more than either one of us.
Once you get used to it, though, your body just gives up. Your body's like, oh, this is normalcy. I do it once a week, so my beautiful pink teenage lungs are like, oh, my God, what have you done to me? And they revolt and try to expel everything. Case are just like, meh. Exactly. Hi, Tar. We've missed you. All right. So as a broad, yeah, I knew from MySpace back in the day. She's actually a friend of a friend. It turns out, even though we had talked through there, I had seen her at my old gym many times, and we'd BS there before. We just kind of hadn't recognized each other.
Where, at Olympus?
Yes, at Olympus, the
Is
old, old gym.
Danny's bitch or whatever?
Yes.
The redhead?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We will move on from there, now that we've destroyed all anonymity, or at least a shred thereof. So we went out a couple times a couple years ago. It was like no big deal. You know, we had lunch a couple times. She was good company. I was, we didn't bang or kiss or anything. And we kept in touch.
You'd really want to go after your friend's sloppy seconds, though? It's kind of weird.
You've banged, I don't know how many chicks I've banged. What are you?
Yeah, trying
come
to
on, glass houses. Why not? Why not?
Yeah, she's all right.
Yeah, she's a decent looking chick. She's good company. You know, she's fun to talk to.
When did you stop going to that gym? On a quick sidebar.
when I moved.
Back in 2007?
Yeah, 07, 06. I went there.
Okay.
So we still keep in touch. Like, well, I am once in a while, or BS on Facebook or text sometimes. And I was like, oh, hey, let's go out on Friday. I haven't seen you in literally years.
One more quick question.
Sure.
Did he pick her up on MySpace?
I have no clue.
Is she just a MySpace hoe?
I don't. I mean, that would be an interesting wrinkle.
Is she from... Oh, yeah, she had to live in this area. Right.
Well, she's originally from Waldorf, if we want to...
But she moved here for...
Just moved. Oh. She was just living in this area.
I
don't really know the background.
All right.
So, I'm like, hey, let's go out, have some drinks. Been a while. She says, sure. Meanwhile, some very good friends of mine, a married couple, Jerry and Carly, are back in town this weekend. And they also want to hang out.
Mistake one.
Their goal is simply to go to Denny's. They don't want to drink. They just want to crush the Denny's value menu.
Mistake.
Set the bar low.
Yeah.
No, if you want any kind... I never go on group dates. Unless it's someone you're already pounding. You're not getting anywhere in a group setting.
I love
setting.
The verbiage there.
Seriously, if it's like some chick you've already been seeing on the reg, then fine.
Well, I wasn't... What am I going to do to pull ass that night anyhow? Like, I'm going to go out and get drinks and then like cough up for a hotel or something? I mean, like...
Where does she live?
This was in Manassas. She's in South Riding, so like 20 minutes or something like that.
So just see, like, you're closer, baby. No, but she live with her parents or what?
No, she's a normal human being. She lives on her own and makes a decent paycheck, which will be a factor momentarily as this story goes on.
Oh, we'll just take her back to her place.
All right. See, this is how Will thinks. He's just got killer instinct. You are Alec Baldwin and Glengarry Glen Ross. You're just pulling out the big brass balls and you're like, always be closing over and over. That's just your mentality. I don't try for that date one. Like, I'm trying to close by, like, date three. But if I'm pounding someone out by, like, date one, I'm worried that I caught something the next day.
No, because, I mean, if people like you, they like you. I mean, it depends.
Yeah, but they shouldn't be effing
people don't
whore
like
about it. Yeah, first of all, people don't like me, I guess. But
people don't like me either.
I mean, even if you like a dude, you try to, like, not give it up immediately, right, Kate? Isn't that the logic? I mean, you don't want the guy to...
You get something.
Yeah, okay, like a makeout or something.
Get some domage, I don't know.
Dome on a first date. What paradise do you live in?
Mine?
Cosmo Kramer here. Sex without dating? But, okay, so my goal wasn't to dip my wick tonight. Last night. I just wanted to hang out, see her, you know, maybe get a kiss or something.
You've already lost me.
Oh, God. Can you pretend you're normal
human being?
Listen
to the music.
No, just the fact that he wants to hang out with a woman but doesn't want to.
Well, I've got my friends there.
You shouldn't have. Which is more important to you?
My friends. Screw the bitch at the end of the day.
Well, okay, that's what you did because you screwed it up by inviting your friends.
I did. Oh, no, it gets far
better. This is boring.
Can you just bear with it for like 5 minutes?
No.
Oh, no, I'm sort of sure something awkward's going to come up.
Oh, something really awkward happens.
No,
real
listening
fast.
To you two bicker is boring.
Why? That's what you're supposed to jump in for,
yeah,
third wheel.
Exactly. Help out. Don't just say boring.
The bicycle's teetering.
Well, why don't we get on with the story?
While you're knitting a cap. Come on.
It's not a cap. It's a shirt. Get on with the D-story. Come on. Come on. Tell me a story.
Hold on. Will's pulling up the shirt.
How the hell is that a shirt?
It's the bottom of a shirt, you moron.
Okay. For like the world's skinniest bitch?
No, it stretches out.
Can you put it on now with no bra?
No, I can't.
Just a knit corset.
Yeah.
Because I'm a slut, but I'm not that kind of a slut.
Okay, fine. You're not the entertaining kind. Who
so can... move on with the story.
All right, ma'am. So I decide we're all going to go to Hard Times in Manassas. I like it. It's a laid-back venue. You can get some food, get some drinks. Not throbbing music like the crap playing next door. You can actually have a conversation. So I go with the married couple, Jerry and Carly. And we wait for this chick to show up. And sure enough, she does show up 10 minutes later. And she's looking very nice.
What's
she
wearing?
She's well-dressed. Like jeans, tight sweater.
Nah.
The Uggs.
Nah.
Oh, Uggs?
Whatever.
Oh, dude.
Well, okay. I think she has the corked bat breasts that Will loves so much.
Oh, nice.
I have yet to play with a pair of those, like, in the flesh, just off the clock. You know, I've cupped many a stripper, but...
Yeah, same here.
Exactly.
Right. It's terrible.
So she shows up. She's dressed all right, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I at first want to prove to Jerry and Carly I'm not a complete effing social retard on a date. And sure enough, I'm doing great. She's laughing a lot. I'm kind of running the conversation.
Well,
not like
to,
I'm doing yeah. here.
Nope.
With Kate just sassing off in the corner.
Well, you know, I'm a strong woman.
Yeah. And a
not
slut,
like the ladies that'll
not
date you.
That kind of slut. Oh, she was strong enough. Don't worry. So I then get a call. And it's a locksmith call. And some guy's saying, dude, I'm locked out of my car. Engine's running.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, what the F do I do? I mean, I get
Where
these.
Where is he?
He's like right down the street.
Oh, you gotta
go. Why the
go.
Hell not?
That's work.
He's like 5 minutes away.
It makes you look important.
Yeah.
Tell her you're a surgeon.
Well,
I mean, it kind of sucks, but it's still like, yeah, I gotta go right
so
now.
I have
so
an
sorry. Can I meet you back in 20 minutes?
Then you guys are kind of jumping the gun. I will set how it played out. So I get this call, and at first I'm trying to brush it off. And I'm like, dude, earliest I can be there is an hour. He's like, how much are you charging? I jack up my rate a little. I'm like, 75. He's like, dude, that's awesome. Get out here when you can get out here. I'm like, oh my God, that backfired. Because typically if you're like, people like to act there's so, like there's some magic locksmith out there who'll do this for $20.
No, only Indian people.
Once in a while, whitey will pull it. But yes, Indian people, they'll be like, well, I wanted this done for $25.
No, I've never called, to digress here, I've never called a locksmith, but like 75 sounds really reasonable for someone to show up wherever the heck I am.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
such a moron, I lost my keys.
After hours, no less.
Yeah.
On a, technically
like, that
a
sounds
weekend.
Totally freaking me. Who the hell goes $25? Like,
yeah.
What is this, 1963?
Oh, exactly.
This is how we do it in Mumbai?
Yeah.
I'll
haggle you down.
By. You can't afford a lock for your doors.
My 5 cent soda at the machine, and I have the little metal cap that I have to pop off.
You
in
gotta
the
have
machine.
The church key.
The yeah. pop.
Yeah, exactly. My sody pop. So he's like, dude, it is on. Just get here when you get here. So I'm like, oh man, what did I just get myself into? So I turn to the chick, and I'm like, hey, you know I do this for a living. I gotta go out for like 20, 30 minutes. Please, would the three of you come along with me? We'll all do this together.
What?
It'll take like 15. That's what I said.
No.
What can I do? Just leave
them? Yeah,
there?
You can't. Yeah. She doesn't know them, though.
She doesn't know.
She's going to split.
No, but
not
you
only,
can't.
No, but it wasn't my vehicle there either. I drove with Jerry and Carly. So I need their car to get
oh,
back to
you
my
gotta
car.
Oh,
wait. You
got
to go back to Chantilly.
Got to go back.
Oh.
10-minute drive to Chantilly.
No, it's longer than that.
15.
That changes it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is totally, yeah. You didn't have your car?
Not right there.
You
oh
should have just
gosh.
Given up. I mean, a true pimp always takes the money over the P word.
Yeah.
So,
well, that
I back you in that
there
decision.
Was never a flinch in my mind about that. I was like, odds of banging her are like 20%. Odds of getting this money are like
yeah, the odds
something.
Of being rude are 100% to ditch like that when you don't
I
have your car.
I was like, look.
But you could have set
no,
yourself
it's,
up
it's,
better,
it's
too.
It's her and your friends. Like, and you didn't have your car? Seriously?
No, because they wanted to drive together. It wasn't my insistence. There's three of us. I mean, two different cars.
No, just the fact that, like,
up, man.
Going to do the job. I mean, you should have just said, like, hey, I got to do something. Let's do this another time. And then you rejected her. So now she
well,
wants
oh,
you
she felt
more.
That way anyhow. Don't yeah. worry.
No, this. If you did, she end up tagging along.
No. Oh right, no. Good. She was like, because at first she's like, "Well, I haven't eaten all day, so I'm staying here to get food, or I'm getting
Hells
food."
Hell yeah, good for her.
Fat bitch.
And then she.
Yeah,
I
am.
She thankfully has a friend right down the street, so she's like, "Look, I'm just gonna peace out and hang over there then."
Guy or girl?
I had a girl with a kid.
Oh.
She's like, I'm just going to eat there. So, first of all, I feel bad. I pay for everyone's drinks, which is like $30 out of my pocket just for the first round. Then we get to the parking lot, and she's like, hey. I'm like, look, I feel real bad. I still want to do something. This will be wrapped up within the hour, which it was. Wrapped up within like 45 minutes or so. I'm like, look, I'll wing back out here. Let's continue this. She's like, yeah, sure. Not really being a bitch about it. Gives me a hug.
Never apologize and never explain. Words of John Wayne.
So,
shit, look, bitch.
Long story short, I peace out. I get a real sense of accomplishment because some guy does have his car running, killing its battery. I get him in. He's so happy he gives me like 80 in cash. He's like, I don't care. Enjoy. I peace out. Send the girl a text. Obviously no reply. Or no, I leave a voice message. And she's pretty bad, as are many women, about checking the voice messages. So then I shoot a text. I'm like, hey, I'm free, you know, if you want to. If you want to. There's no reply. So I'm like, you know what? Screw this bitch. I steal like 5, 6 of Carly's cigarettes, just chain them on the way to Denny's. So I want to hear from you guys. First of all, where did I botch? What decision would you make?
You botched by calling and texting her afterward. You're too important to speak to that trash.
No, but I wouldn't have.
Okay, the first thing, would you have taken the job?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's okay.
Always
money
first. All
right, so we're in agreement so far. Thank you. Will, thank you.
Although I would have driven my own car.
Yeah. I think that was what kind of doomed you. If you had just been able to, like, take the whole gang in your car to this job and they can watch you work your magic.
Like a Scooby-Doo scenario.
Well, no, you could even, if it was going to be half an hour, leave them at the Denny's, say, please, everybody eat.
No, you can't leave strangers together. She's going to leave instantly. It depends if she's social or not.
Oh, that's true.
She's social, but she would have been cool with that. I can almost guarantee.
Would not have?
No.
No, I probably wouldn't. Like, actually,
I would be
might've.
Severely unhappy.
Well, then,
I've been in all kinds of weird situations.
Yeah, I would still have asked her to go with you or left your friends.
Which I did. I was like, hey. And the reason, by the way, I wasn't in my car, Jerry at first had to pick up Carly. So we're already driving like...
Wait, from Burke?
Yes. So we're already driving like 20 miles to get his chick. Then it's 20 miles to Manassas. There is no time for me to like get driven back to my house, get my car. And besides, you know, reuse, recycle. We're saving Mother Nature here.
The events conspired against you.
Thank you.
But given that job, I still think I would have taken my own car, knowing that you could get a call.
I rarely do. Really, like, it wasn't in my mind.
All right.
Yeah, you can't always be like, well, I need to drive.
Was she a bit of a twa with her reaction then, or is she completely embarrassed?
No, I mean, it's not that she couldn't have been nicer, but, you know, honestly, the whole situation... Yeah, I would probably...
I mean, she could have at least replied to you.
Yeah.
That would have been nice. That would have been nice.
I see that as civil.
Has she replied at all?
No.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
No, Mr. Superman.
But see, I wouldn't have even texted her afterward. Because at that point, it's just like you're just like scrounging for pee.
I don't see it as scrounging.
What time was it by the time you wrapped up?
I would have only texted. If you know she can get texts, if I would have only texted. I wouldn't have called and left a voicemail.
Well, I wanted to call first because I was driving.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't want to, like, and it was raining like hell last night, so I didn't want to kill us.
Well, what time was it when you finished?
Okay, we peace out at, I want to say we left at 10:30, and I had finished by, like, 11:15.
Yeah, obviously the only reason you're texting her then is because you want to get your D wet.
How am I going to get my D wet with my friends there? Are they going to hold the camera and the boom mic? I mean, I still had Jerry
No, she can, they can drop you off at her place, and then she can... take you back to your car the next day.
You probably should have texted something like, so sorry.
I did. I was very apologetic.
Yeah, but not if you want to still hang out. Like, I would have left that part off.
Okay.
Yeah, so say sorry, let's try this another time. In fact, you probably should have just said that at the beginning instead of rounding everybody.
Just the whole situation with not having your car.
No, I get it. But in retrospect, the whole situation of not being able to just drive off and
I'm
come back.
I'm just glad... that you guys don't think of me as like a turbo D for doing that. Because to me, it was like within a heartbeat,
work.
I'm like, money outranks anything.
Why would you not treat
not
a woman
money.
Like
that's
dirt?
Work. I mean, work is important.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was so, because she, her reaction, if you want to, because literally earlier in the conversation that night, she had heard that a friend, a mutual friend was making 60K a year. And she was like, what? Only 60K for being an accountant? So in her mind, 60K a year is like a crap salary. So to hear that I was piecing out for $75, her first
reaction... Did you tell her it was for $75?
Yeah, she might have. She heard it on the phone. And she was like, what, for only $75? And I'm
like, that's bad.
What the hell? You do that a few times a day, you're good.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, but to judge somebody on money is kind of lame,
well, what
too.
The hell does she do?
It's your job.
She works for her pops, who pay her like God knows how
please.
Much.
Please, she's a spoiled bee.
Yeah.
Okay.
You tell me that? Oh, yeah. No.
Thank you. I wanted to say that.
Working for daddy.
Okay. Daddy pays my salary. I make $100,000 a year.
Yeah, really.
I know. I see.
F you.
Yeah. That's pretty much what it is because you can't, it doesn't matter how much money I make. You're doing what you do. You got to go take care of your living. I mean, it sucks, and I'm not going to be happy about it, But that's what you do.
To me, I would never begrudge anyone money.
No,
it's not about the money. It's like you are trying to take care of your job. You're trying to take care of your life. That's important. Meeting some bee at Denny's to have a grand slam or some BS like that and do your job. Do your job.
Yeah.
Dude, you got to do your job.
That's okay. Thank you.
So, no, she's a spoiled tea.
Okay. All right, then I'm going to have to find another fake pair. Yet another fake pair.
They're not any that big, though, right?
They're tastefully large.
No, that's terrible.
I want to play. I've struck out the last two chicks are these goddamn blondes with fake tees. I just want to grab one fake pair.
So
well, that last one is pretty good.
If I get a part-time job as a stripper, can I still write off my breast implants if it's only my part-time job?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Are you thinking about doing that?
Yeah, I might.
Really?
Yeah.
Not the part-time, the implant. I know you're probably joking, but like that, you can't joke about that. I mean, are you?
It's a serious business.
Yeah, I mean, are you?
I've toyed with it. Yeah, because ever since I lost weight, they're just really, like, saggly. I was used to having...
Can we toy with them?
More of a bosom. No, you cannot toy with them.
I thought every chick who, like, got implants, like, all of a sudden you really don't view it as yours anymore, so you're like, sure, they can
come out. It is my skin on top of them.
You might have a shift in thought when you get them.
That's possible.
Most girls with implants do not effing care about pulling them out anywhere.
Well,
why else would they get them?
But that might be because they're whores.
Yeah, that's not quite a whore yet. They don't even totally belong to me. Not to be like
retro about it.
Yeah,
like so just you know, they, to suckle
I got to have respect for that, right?
No.
So, yeah. Well, you're a different kind of man than my boyfriend. So.
We're all single. We come into this world alone. We leave it alone.
That's how I see it. I mean, to me, like, literally.
You ain't taking anybody with you.
And you're going
to
leave my fake breasts alone.
No, I didn't have regret. Like, I was pissed for about 10 minutes. And then as soon as I got that sweaty hot cash in my hands and I just threw the pile at Jerry and Carly, like, you know, like I was paying off a hooker. I was just like, look at that. That was worth it. And then we peaced out. And then we went to Denny's and had a gay old time.
You know what? It was worth it because if she's such a word that I can't say that she can't overlook that or she's not even going to text you back, then it totally was.
I think it kind of demands a text back. Like, to me, everything was in bounds until you're like, F you. I'm not even going to, like, respond.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like I said, oh, hey.
Things are kind of effed up, right? It didn't work out, right?
Sorry.
But one text to say, hey,
if
it's cool.
Even if you don't mean it.
Even if you don't mean it.
Yeah.
Just like a, hey, it's cool, and then ignoring you for the rest
yes,
of your life.
That would have been fine.
I just want civil
bitchiness. Don't be a juvenile bitch about it. Be a mature, sophisticated twat.
No, she's a spoiled C-word.
She couldn't stand that
she didn't command someone's attention. It's all about feeding her ego. That's pretty much it.
She was more important than anything else, and how dare you want to do something else.
Yeah.
That's not right. That's not right for anybody.
Yeah, so, F her.
That's right.
Exactly. I'm sorry. Your canal isn't lined with gold, honey.
Just call her Firecrouch and be done with it.
Nah, whatever. Whatever. I got to Denny's and that made everything better. You know why? Denny's has suddenly become the you do not give an F about your physique restaurant.
Suddenly?
No, okay. Look, they used to pretend.
What?
They used to not celebrate the fact they're just like,
give you
get
like three pieces
die.
Of lettuce with a crouton on top
Thank
as
you.
A side salad.
Yeah, they're like, hey,
hey
there
it's
is
healthy.
A salad.
Yeah.
Now, there's currently an event going on called the Bacchanalia. Nice little play on Bacchanalia, right?
I don't even know what that means.
That's
but
so
okay.
intelligent for Denny's.
It really
That's
is.
Scary.
Yeah, yeah.
Not to sound like an idiot, but what the hell is Bacchanalia?
Bacchanalia just means like a wine fuel reverie, right? Or
so Bacchus is the Greek god of wine.
Okay. Yeah. I know that from typo negative.
Okay,
so it's a fancy word for wine tasting, basically.
No. Yeah. It's a fancy word for debauchery.
Ass. Yeah.
So like the party from Eyes Wide Shut.
That's too sophisticated. Think like Animal House, like the toga party.
All right.
That's
yeah,
kind
there
of
you
a Bacchanalia.
Go.
Yeah.
Good, yeah.
Just a booze-fueled mayhem. So we got Bacchanalia.
Sex of bacon grease.
They have a separate bacon-based menu now.
I told you about IHOP. Their burgers now brag that like they have bacon ground up and just mixed into the beef for enhanced bacon flavor.
Oh, this place has you beat. They're right now We have bacon flapjacks with bacon crushed up and just in the middle of your pancake.
It's times what like this that it sucks to be Jewish.
What is, are you actually Jewish?
Myers.
You just killed the joke. You don't keep with it, though. I mean,
wait, is that your ex-husband's name or no?
Yes.
No, he's Rodriguez.
No, she's Rodriguez by blood.
Wait, okay.
You people have no idea who I am.
Judging by your skin color, you're actually Rodriguez.
But that, Jews can have that tan look, no. too. But
only a dumb
Middle Eastern Jews.
All right, so what are you, really?
Doesn't matter. Go on with the
she
bacon.
She eats bacon. She eats bacon. She's that
kind. If I were Jewish, I wouldn't keep kosher.
Yeah. You also have bacon meatloaf. Doing exactly what Will just said, where they grind
up
the bacon
right.
into the meatloaf.
And you can
mix.
Put like bacon on top of the meatloaf, too. And then, you know, when you have a slice and you got that nice little bacon crust on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is all like goddamn
bacon.
Jim Gaffigan's fault. The one that bit about bacon. You
yeah.
ever heard that?
No, I've heard his Hot Pockets thing. I guess he's just a food-based, you know, that's his
he's
shtick.
A fatty, but it's not
and
that
then people
great.
Take it seriously.
Do they have bacon ice cream?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, what was my dessert
well,
last night?
Oh,
was it?
A bacon sundae.
Oh, that's
maple
right.
ice cream with bacon bits, and then instead of a hot fudge on top, just pancake syrup. Thank
oh.
you.
That's disgusting.
God damn.
I might have 40 pictures of me eating it to make a slideshow on my phone right now.
How was it?
So disgusting.
It's pretty goddamn good. After a while, I'll put it this way. I was eating it, and it tasted really good at first, and then I really strongly, like, no kidding, wanted to vomit for
yeah.
about an hour.
Yeah.
But once I kept it down, it was really good. And I don't know what's been causing me to fart all day, but I don't think it was the bacon sundae. It was just a lot of
well,
cheese.
Well, it's the lactose, yeah.
But
and
why
now
would
you bacon
want
farts.
Salty-ass, greasy bacon?
You ever had a chocolate-covered pretzel? Same goddamn thing.
Yeah, it is the same flavor combination.
Sweet and salty.
And for the record, I'm against chocolate-covered pretzels.
Yeah, I couldn't eat like a Sunday's worth, however many grams that is, of chocolate-covered pretzels.
Because the instant the bacon, at first it sounds gross, but the instant the bacon gets cold, it's like any other ice cream topping.
No, it's not.
No, because
all the other
still
ice cream toppings are sugary.
I thought it was gross until Jerry and Carly ordered it, and they brought a second spoon out, and they're like, "Hey, have that." And I was like, "Well, it's free ice cream, and I did have a crap night, so oink, oink, oink." Eating my pink brethren, and it was good. It was good, but I mean, the menu over at Denny's, the specific bacon menu aside, the menu is still just we know. Who we're catering to?
Maybe
now.
They're just migrating to the bacon menu.
Yeah, exactly. That's
they've
just like
introduced
permanent.
A new menu, and then they'll
bacon
just phase out
every
the old
day.
One.
Yeah. I mean, Denny's has taken the rose-tinted glasses from its eyes. It's simply we know who we're serving.
That's most
Stoners.
Restaurants. Yeah, I was gonna say like the freaks who come in at 2 a.m.
Okay, but, get this. In addition to the bacon menu, there was a cheese stick sandwich. Which I had.
Cheese sticks on a sandwich?
It is. They call it the fried cheese melt. You get four titanic mozzarella sticks. Then they fry a huge pool of cheddar on top of that.
Oh.
And then put it between two buttered slices of bread.
Oh, that sounds really good.
And serve it with tomato sauce on the
that
side.
That sounds really good.
I don't think you can improve on just mozzarella sticks by themselves.
They
no,
were
no,
amazing.
They,
yeah, and it kind of almost took away.
Yeah, you don't need the extra
carbs. Because the cheddar
is
crappier.
And
then you've got bread, and you're like, you're not as fatty as the rest. And you'd like pick around.
But as
bread.
A novelty. As a novelty.
Oh, it was
I mean,
good.
Yeah,
I had a chunk of that. Yeah. We also had...
Do they have fried butter sticks yet?
Well, there is the Bacon Slam Burger, which is a burger topped with hash browns, an egg,
no.
a bacon, and then covered in a melted cheese sauce.
No, take out the hash browns.
Burger.
That's just filler.
Yeah. Yeah. And then finally, because they're so goddamn clever, the Grand Slamwich, which is buttered bread again, in between it two scrambled eggs... Multiple sausage patties, bacon, shaved ham, smeared on with mayonnaise, American cheese.
Shaved ham sounds dirty.
And then a maple syrup on top of all that.
No, that's wrong.
And you know there's some trucker somewhere who like eats that every morning.
Every stop.
In whatever town he's in.
That's just what gets him through. He listens to goddamn Garth Brooks CDs from 1991.
Staple of his diet.
Yeah. 20 years.
Oh. And we wonder why we lose our feet to diabetes.
Oh, it's horrible. The Carly was eating. Carly has blood sugar problems.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and she's eating there.
Why? Wow, she's skinny though. Is
yeah,
this like hereditary?
Medication side effect. She has a. She's on some meds that give her horrible blood sugar, and there she was crushing a bacon sundae with me, splitting a mozzarella cheese stick sandwich.
You gotta have your treats.
God bless her. Just a brave girl. That's heroism, man. That's heroism.
Till she has a damn nub for a foot.
They make nice prosthetics these days.
But I came up. I almost don't want to spoil it on the air, but no one's really going to steal this from me because we have no one listening. So are you ready for what I think is maybe the best viral idea I've ever come up with for a website?
Sure.
Is this the most effed up bacon-themed food you can come up with?
No, no, no. It's far better than that.
I'm not doing bacon porn with you.
No, although I'm still looking for the nipples through that shirt. 40 minutes into the episode.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Bacon strips on baconstrips.com.
Have you seen the bacon bikini?
No.
It's just some real dumb hipster just wearing bacon as a bikini.
Raw bacon?
Raw bacon, yeah.
Oh.
She
no,
hot?
No.
I mean, she's really pasty, like ghoulishly white, as hipsters are. So
raw bacon on some pasty hipster? That's not
still
right.
Be hot.
No. Yeah, I'm not against the white skin, the white.
Oh, okay. You have a raw bacon?
That's what I have.
That's salmonella.
All right.
That's trichinosis.
Are you ready for the site?
Yeah, sure.
Come on, don't roll your eyes. I think it's actually decent. Are you with me, Kate? Are you buying in? One more time. Are you ready for the site?
Yeah!
Thank
let's
you.
Go!
Thank you, goddammit. Thank you. It's called Centipede It. And it's nothing but pop culture, like casts of shows, bands, things like that, sewn together into human centipedes.
That is
just parody
disgusting.
Art. Like there'd be like a Simpsons human centipede.
What is wrong with you?
With like Homer and Maggie and the whole family, and then the front of the centipede
with
is
their
Milhouse.
Asses sewn to each other's mouths?
Yes.
What is wrong
and
with you?
And then the front
this
would be Milhouse saying like everything's coming up Milhouse. And then you'd have like a Family Matters centipede with Urkel in the front saying, did I do that? And it would just be seeing who was on the front of the centipede.
Did you just learn what a human centipede is or something?
I watched it last week. I mean, I kind of...
What was it from? I don't even remember.
It was
a
horrible...
Movie. It's an actual movie.
B-movie called The Human Centipede where they like sew three people together.
Oh,
he's a mad scientist doctor guy. Yeah.
This is a horrible idea, Peter.
You don't like it, Samir? I think it's a winner. You got your Family Guy centipede with, of course, Quagmire in the front going giggity.
No.
So
no.
People are
I thought you actually had a good idea for
screw
a second.
Screw you. Screw you. I like the centipede.
I had actually some good website ideas because people.
It's the site where you watch people have sex.
Although, Alice and I are watching this like movie, Middleman. Did you ever hear about that?
What's it about?
Fat Luke Wilson. Like, just like basically the invention of internet porn, like the two guys who came up with the idea of a program where you could just type in your credit card number to download stuff.
No.
Oh. We didn't finish it. It was pretty good.
How does it end? Do they make it in the end? Does internet porn succeed? Let me know.
I don't know.
That's a
Russian
ridiculous
mode.
Fantasy.
Yeah.
But apparently it's real, so it's kind of weird. But anyways, so my idea is, because people seem to like...
So much better than centipede. People like centipede, Will.
No, all people want to do is just trash talk on the internet. You go into like TMZ or anything, all they want to do is make fun of others. Then you have like the dirty.com.
I don't even think they want to actively do it, though. They just want to read making fun of. And like, I think it's only like a small percentage even have
participate.
No, here's
I've
the problem.
Posted.
A lot of people want to make fun of, but a whole bunch more people are not good at it. And so you got to sit through all those comments.
So why
like,
democratize
that's not
that? They democratize the airwaves. We're the result. There's got to be
Radio Fairfax.
Control. Yeah. Radio Fairfax. Thank you for branding it properly.
But you know what would be a good idea? It's just a collection of everyone's sexting pictures. So you could say, like, here's Kate M. or Kate R. from Fairfax or Annandale, Virginia.
Yeah, they already have that site.
Really?
Yeah, except it's not making fun of. It's just, like, they actually take the cell phone pictures based on area code. So you can just click on 703
God
and then wing one out to local chicks.
Because
that
so,
makes it more
does
personal.
Does it put their names, though?
No.
Because then you can
no.
look up some chick. Yeah, but you could put, like, their first name and last initial or something.
You're talking probably getting sued sooner rather than later.
Yeah, that's what if
even Centipede it is going to have its legal issues more than likely. But
yeah, because you're taking a bunch of copyrighted characters.
Shut your mouth. But to actually post a chick, are we given the phone number or what?
No. You just say, like, all right, she's from this town.
Okay, so let's say, for example, Kate from the 703.
Yeah.
Lost a lot of weight, so her boobs aren't as big as they were. Is that like it's the really captioning sad. We're putting underneath it or what?
No, just like say Kate from Annandale.
Kate from Annandale.
So you look up then, Annandale.
But where? Okay, so people are then texting in pictures of their ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly. Like some bitch screws you over and be like, "I'll get you." I mean, it would
why
kind of put a stop
this
to sexting.
An amalgam of everything horrible about Will.
But that's what people want.
This site is just like every terrible thing about Will put into an internet site.
I've wanted to do this for a long time, but I've lacked the forum until now.
No, I just thought about it a couple of days ago.
I'm putting pictures of chicks sucking my hog on their Facebook after we've broken
up. I hate that bee.
I'm telling you, though, because it's so bad, it would be so successful. Unless someone's already done it already, you say.
Well, everyone's doing it in a porn capacity, though. Like, I can't tell you how many, like, just amateur porn sites are. This is the chick who dumped me. Here she is sucking hog.
Yeah, but you don't know where she is. I'm saying, like...
You want it to be local. Is that, like, something they do on The Dirty?
Yeah, or it's, like, city by city, if you want. I mean, you could look at anyone's profile, or you could be like, hey, let me look at hoes in Northern Virginia, see if I know any of them.
Complete aside, the first hoe I dealt with at the big implants was featured multiple times on The Dirty Pittsburgh.
Are you serious?
Very serious.
How did you find that out, she said?
She told me.
Oh, she didn't like it?
She was not happy, no.
Well, that's what she gets for being a damn hoe.
Thank you. Thank
did you ever look up her posts?
No, I don't care.
Oh. But, what the hell is it going to say? Yeah, I mean... I don't know.
The Dirty Pittsburgh. That goes without saying. That site should have just been called Pittsburgh.
See, but I don't know. So if I went to that site and I saw a bunch of boobs, and I wouldn't trust that they were necessarily boobs from my area code.
No, because eventually
you're
going
like,
to see some hoes.
I know those boobs.
Are you going to restrict it then so it's like just stuff with face in it or what?
Everything. Sex pictures, naked. Any stupid cell phone. Because every chick... has just like a library of cell phone pics.
You need
most.
To make it more personalized
do,
so guys can really... Like, it needs to be something where you can send it to, like, your Facebook list really quickly and, like, attach a name to it.
Well, no, see, because you don't want them to find out about it unless it gets really big.
Oh, you don't?
No.
See, I thought it was, like,
about,
a vengeful act here.
No, this is guys coming together and just sharing their collections. Be like, this is how many gold particles I found in the California River. I'm bringing it to the collective plate.
I mean,
it's like waiters and they're tipping out.
Already been done, except without the criteria that you've banged the girl. I mean, for years on amateur porn sites, it's been like, hey, here's so-and-so of this MySpace page, and you'd click and be like, oh, there she is, you know, like at the spring fling. And there she is at a frat party, and oh, there she is getting DP.
Yeah, but could you look up chicks in your area and then like actually try to get them? Because you're like, oh, well, she's easy.
If you want to hear something messed up, I did hook up with a chick that I first saw on a site that way. Like, oh, here she is naked. I'm like, oh, she's probably hoary then. And then I sure enough banged
her. That's Craigslist.
It wasn't Craigslist.
What was it?
I'm just saying.
She was just naked on some site, and then I found her on like one of the MySpace precursors I used to pull ass off of. And
how?
Then I taxed it.
You just looked at her profile?
Yeah. They were like, here's her profile on, it was the Dilly.
Uh-huh.
And I had a Dilly profile, so I was like, oh, she doesn't live that far. We just started talking, and then I banged her.
Ain't good looking?
Yeah, she used to do, like, adult stuff.
Who was it?
I don't mean, she wasn't famous. She's a blonde broad, man. She used to do, like, porn. So it wasn't actually
like
a big
hardcore
fun.
Or softcore or what?
Yeah, a little bit of both.
Wow.
A little bit of both.
Not bad.
Yeah. I've been with a couple in that profession, actually. I don't talk about that much, but... You would, because over on this coast, it's just disgusting. Anyone doing anything adult here, it's just gross and not legit. It's like...
It's not necessarily true.
I don't know. I mean, would you answer like a Craigslist porno ad for Baltimore? Looking for a couple of shoneys.
Baltimore is...
The STD capital of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Beats Africa.
No, man. Like, you bang someone from Baltimore, and you put on a condom, you pull it out, and it's melting. It's like the goggles. They do nothing. You know?
That chick, Eve Lawrence, if you know who she is or was.
No.
She's from this area.
Really? Yeah. But she's filming in, like, L.A.
I think she's retired.
Now, right?
I think she quit now.
Oh, at the age of, like, 27?
Yeah, but she's hot as hell.
Okay. I mean, dude, I'm just saying, like, the entire actual porno industry exists in the Valley.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's a lot of chicks who will just get flown out for shoots because it's not like they're working, like, 9 to 5.
That's true, but it doesn't... I mean, it really doesn't pay all that well.
No,
like, if you're not a big name, it's, like... 900 a shoot or something.
No, it is. And then I think most of them try to make money either escorting or like feature dancing if they're famous.
That's where the money is.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly, Kate.
So doing the porn is just to kind of like promote who you are.
To get your brand out there.
Yeah.
Oh, what a horrible world we live in.
It's the whoring of a whore.
Yeah.
That's what porn is.
All right.
Is it time to make fun of the wee kids next door?
I mean, you can run next door. We got about 10 minutes to kill. I kind of, a couple things. There was just a really horrible, I mean, if you want to talk about the world, going down the tubes, I had a great news story about a hooker caught with something special in her backseat. And we can talk about how crappy Will Ferrell is on The Office and why he's just horrible at it.
I don't want to talk about him at all because he's horrible at so many things.
Okay, let's get into it then.
All right.
I mean, it would take like 30 seconds. I defend Will Ferrell. I like him in pretty much everything other than Land of the Lost.
Why?
Really, you hate him?
So bad.
You guys both hate him?
All those improv people are not funny.
I'm not going to go that far, but dude, he's not funny. He ruined, what was the Kevin Smith one, Dogma or whatever, where he shows up at the end and it's like, what the hell is this crap?
Dogma?
No, it was Jay and Silent Bob, I thought,
was
right?
James, I don't know. They're all the same thing to me. So
I don't remember Will Ferrell in any of
those shows
movies.
Up, he's like a sheriff or something. I only remember the end of him going, this stinks.
Clerks 2?
And the rest of this movie has been
Jay and Silent Bob.
Devoid.
I don't remember.
Yeah. So, yeah, he blows. The only thing I liked him in...
Talladega.
Yeah,
really?
Say
he's
That's
better?
The one I goddamn hate him
Why?
In. As Mugatu?
Hansel. He's so hot right now. Hansel.
I goddamn hate him with that weird wig, man.
Ew. But he's so...
Keener shrivel.
And then that's probably the difference. He's not really doing Will Ferrell in that. He's doing something else.
He's just good
Whereas
in
he's
small
Will
doses.
Ferrell everywhere else.
I think... Okay, for my money, Will Ferrell... If you know what he's good at, he's great in that capacity, and it's the fault of a casting director to bring him in for anything else. He doesn't really have depth.
Well, they do it because he has name recognition now. But no, all he can be is Will Ferrell,
exactly.
And it's played
exactly.
out. It's like Sandler.
And I don't like that.
Like, how many times you go, here?
Oh, no, he's a serious actor.
Yeah, no, that's just what Sandler does. And you can't ask Sandler to be anything
Another
else.
Reason why I don't like him.
Really? You are not a fan of the One Notes?
No.
You don't like Billy Madison, though?
Never even saw it, because I hate Adam Sandler that much.
Yeah, but that's a masterpiece.
Yeah, come the F on.
No.
Shampoo is bad.
No, because I don't need to... This is,
I
know his shtick. I don't need to hear any more of his shtick.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
good.
It hadn't been played out at that point.
Yeah,
so it's
it was
pure.
Fresh.
And no, it was
it's
not fresh
like
to me.
Coke
I didn't
before
think
it makes
was
it
funny,
to this country.
And so I didn't want to watch
wasn't
it.
Wasn't stepped on. All right. Goddamn. He's just horrible, though, with Steve Carell. And I think it's because they both have the improv background. And that's
they
okay.
They did Anchorman together. So they're kind of part of each other's little club.
Yeah. You know what happened in Anchorman, though? They must have shot like 18 goddamn hours of film. I mean, have you ever watched the extras on that? Every scene
it's edited
like,
way
oh
down.
My God, there's like 100 takes per scene.
So they always treated it like one big improv
yeah,
thing?
And just jacked off for like an hour per
yeah,
scene.
Yeah, and then they cut out the 30 seconds that was good
that,
and
that
slapped
was
that
decent,
into a
exactly.
movie.
And then everyone's like, oh, how funny was that? And even now, if you go back to Anchorman, I'm
I don't
sorry.
Like it.
Yeah, it seems
yeah,
pretty
no, it's
loose.
Not, yeah.
The first time it's I watched it, I'm like, okay, that was goddamn hilarious.
And I tried. I tried. Even knowing that I didn't like Will Ferrell, I tried because a lot of other people told me how hilarious Anchorman was and they were quoting Anchorman. And I watched, I swear to God, 5 minutes of it before I had to turn it off because it was just so awful.
A movie's quotability has nothing to do with how good it is, really.
Exactly.
That's just
no,
how many
yeah,
one-liners
are piece
in
by
it.
Piece, it's an amazing film. You stick it together, though.
But I don't understand how you could like sit through over an hour of, you know, waiting for that one-liner. Like, just waiting to hear one little thing.
Well,
like, I can't deal
line,
with that. I don't have
like,
the patience.
It would be the best movie ever if it was just a series of 90-second YouTube clips. You had to follow, like, link to link to
that
link.
Would probably be better. You want to make a movie?
Hmm.
What kind? Bacon porn?
Bacon Fron.
We'll just Will do a series of your like, YouTube
Look
links.
At these two from the 703. I know this slut. Then he just links it to Pants. Wait a minute.
Oh god.
I have not texted any dirty pictures.
What?
Yeah,
any
you
outright
have.
Dirty picture. No.
Why not?
Because I don't do that. Let's
see your
I don't
phone.
Need people catching my phone. You can see it if you want.
Really? Oh my god.
Open
my
up my gallery.
Anyone made a reach for my phone, a fork is going through their mitt. Lord knows what's on that thing.
No, I don't have I actually do have a picture on here that I think shows my brassiere.
Okay, let's see that.
Because I was trying on a shirt and I didn't have the proper undergarment.
Hold on, I need your phone for a second.
Wait, I gotta get the gallery out.
Punch it up fast.
She's
deleting
it. She's stalling.
Yeah. Bite her at the wrist, Will.
Wait, I'll find it for you.
What
kind
of phone is it?
Keep talking. It's an HTC Evo.
I don't know what any of those words and or phrases mean.
So it's an Android-based phone. It's made by HTC. It's called an Evo. And that's about it.
I have an iPhone. It's better than that.
No, it's actually
it's
not.
An iPhone.
Yeah,
it sounds like you're describing
true.
Rosie from the Jetsons. That's the robot.
Mr. J. They need to make an adult Jetsons, and it's just Elroy programming Rosie to give him God knows what sex
act. Why must you ruin childhood memories even though I hated the Jetsons?
Look up toon porn, speaking
of
porn.
You can't even Google a cartoon image without that being in the top five hits. If you
and the worst
filter
part
out.
Is it's always incestuous.
It's always,
so if you type
always
the Jetsons,
Bobby Hill with a baguette of a D just plugging Peggy and Lou Anne.
Or in this case, it'd be George effing... What's the daughter's name? Not Judy. That's the wife, right?
No, Jane, his wife.
Okay, yeah, it'd be
Judy.
Him plowing
Jane.
Judy.
At least it's never gay. Like, it's never Elroy sucking.
That's me and my bra trying on a shirt.
That's not sexy.
Yeah, I know.
Hold
see,
on,
that's as good as it gets.
Shut up.
That's as good as
I'm
it gets.
Judge of this.
She's wearing some, like, goth late. She's wearing, like, a Danzig shirt. There's, like, a see-through black fishnet.
What are you doing with my
trying
phone?
Trying to text it to myself. Shut up. It's not working.
Give me that back. Give
Fine.
Me that back. I already texted you
if
pictures
your phone
of my boobs.
Intuitive, like an iPhone, we can make that happen.
I already texted you pictures of my boobs. So
did you?
You don't. Yes.
What?
You set out the boob signal, and I texted
that
you
was
a
true
picture of me at work.
I twatted that out a long time ago. We need to update that. We need to try that shtick again.
What was that?
It's not like I actually saw a nip. Can I see nip now?
No, you can't.
See.
Ain't gonna happen.
All right.
You get to see more of my nipples than most people.
That's true.
There you go.
You That's see nothing.
Well, not right now. There's been other times with different brassieres, different weather.
Colder.
Yeah.
Different barometer thing going on. Well, Will?
Yes.
Kate?
Yeah?
Kate, who isn't Jewish. Sorry to ruin the shtick. Will, there's your final answer.
Oh. Okay.
Thank you guys for coming in today. It was probably a bit of a cluster F. I don't know. Or did you guys
I had a phone.
Was it the usual? Was it the usual?
What? Huh? I'm
okay,
sorry.
Yeah.
I'm
Kate's
pictures.
Not paying attention and picking off on her phone. It was the usual. All right, folks. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. Again, we're live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR on what, Kate?
Radio Fairfax!
Thank you.
Oh, wait. Can I say it this way? Radio Fairfax!
That was horrible. That was deafening. Kate, if you want to get in touch with her, she's at Atomic Kate. Will is at Billy Basil.
I will not tweet pictures of my boobs, don't
yes,
ask.
Yes, you will. I am at Papa's Basement. Again, show website in papasbasement.com. And until next week, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.